Our speaker, Julie Bedford. Yeah. Someone who always speaks from her heart and always brings us a blessing. Julie?
Sorry, Neil. I like it there. This morning involves this, but I won't tell you what that's about. Okay. So, who likes trees? I love trees in all the different seasons. When I was little, I lived in a village beyond our house with fields and forests. Well, not forests, wood. I loved climbing trees. You wouldn't think it, would you? But I did. Loved playing football and loved climbing trees. I was a bit of a tomboy, really. But I love trees. And often you find, particularly in woodland, you find trees that have been cut down and you just get the stump of the tree. But do you know that underneath there's a root system that probably is as big as the tree itself? So you would think that stump of a tree would be dead, wouldn't you? That the tree would be dead. But that's not the case. And I want to share some verses with you this morning that are in Isaiah, but it's not the "for unto us a child is born" bit. Are you taking me seriously? It's a bit warm up here. But it's an unusual verse for this time of year in a sense, but it does link in to the birth of Jesus and the coming of hope, because I want to talk about Jesus and him being the hope of the world and hope in our lives. So we're going to look at Isaiah 11:1. If I could have the picture up. Okay. I love this picture. So there we have a stump. A dead stump. But we have a little shoot coming up from out of the stump. So a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse, from his roots. A branch will bear fruit. Right, you theologians, who is Jesse? Whose dad? David, King David's father. And if you know the Christmas story, it talks about they had to go to Bethlehem because they were of David's line, and that's where they had to go to pay their taxes. So a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. Who do you think the branch is? Jesus, yeah. Jesus is the branch. The stump is dead, but the roots are living. And I know this has been, for a number of people in church, a hard season this year. We're coming to the year's end. I don't think it makes much difference, does it, whether it's the end of the year or what. But for some people, it's been a hard season. But I want you to feel encouraged this morning that while you're down to nothing, God is up to something. While you're down to nothing, and sometimes we feel like that, we feel like the stump, God is up to something. And he's up to something in this church and in people's lives. So God is up to something, whether you feel you've had a good year or whether you've had a bad year. He's always up to something in our lives. And I love that about Jesus. So we have a promise of salvation here, don't we, in these verses? A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. And this was written 700 years or so before the birth of Jesus. The birth of Jesus is sort of proclaimed here. You know, he will come, a shoot will come up. So Jesus is in this text. Did you know Jesus is in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament? is in this text, isn't he? And hope has come. So according to the book of Hebrews, hope is the anchor for our soul. Got a great picture of an anchor. Hope is an anchor for the soul. If you know anything about anchors, they are meant not to bob along on the surface of the sea, but they are meant to go deep into the ocean and to dig into the floor of the seabed. So this is real hope. Not hope that is bobbing along nicely on the surface of our situations. But the anchor of hope goes deep into our situations. And that hope is Jesus. So this is real hope. Romans 8:24-5 says this. Can we have that up on the screen? For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. And in those hard seasons when we feel, you know, things are not quite what we want them to be, we have to be patient. I'm not a terribly patient person. Put your hand up if you think you are. My kids are laughing on the front row here. How dare you? Who thinks they're a really patient person? Johnny. It's only Johnny? Jackie. You're a patient person, Neil. Yeah, yeah. Megan says she's patient at work, but nowhere else. She's a nurse, she's got to have patience, yeah. Yeah. I'm not a very patient person, really. I can be quite impatient. I want things now. I'm a bit of a perfectionist. No, Paul, you're not the same. You're a little bit more laid back than me. Yeah. But, you know, patience in times of trouble is the proof of hope. Do you get that? If you are patient in times of trouble or in times of rejoicing, hope is worth being patient for. Patience creates hope, doesn't it? And sometimes we feel the season of hard times is a long one. But let's remember that stump with the shoot coming out, you know, from something that's dead, from something that is difficult, for something that's been there a long time, a shoot has come forth. And do you know we learn the hard way when things are difficult? You know, we learn how to relate to Jesus. We learn how to deepen our relationship with him. Now, some people say that school was the best time of your life. Put your hands up if you think school was were the best days of your life. Some people, yeah, some people will think that. For those of us who are a bit older, do you remember your teachers? Do you remember your teachers' names? Megan's pointing at me. Who was your favourite teacher? Have a think about that. Mine was a lady called Mrs. Jennison in primary school. She wasn't... you couldn't get away with things in her class. But I learnt so much from her. And later, when I became a teacher myself, in my first year of teaching, I went back to my old primary school as a teacher. And Mrs. Jennison was still there. She was near retirement. And she's a really significant person in my life because she helped me to learn so much as a child, and then she mentored me as a teacher. And if I went back into the classroom now, some of the things that I learnt from her, I would still do. You know, that's her legacy, isn't it? So who was your favourite teacher? Anybody? Can you remember their names? Mrs. Dunning was one of your favourite teachers, Megan. Oh. Sarah? Ruth Simpson. Ruth's not here today. Anybody else remember? Mrs. Rogers. Okay. Mrs. Blenkinsop. Yeah. Mrs. Dorton. Dawson. Yeah. And we remember these people, don't we? So what made your teacher your favourite teacher? Was it because you had lots of fun in her class? A bit of fun's okay. Or was it because you learnt a lot? I learnt a lot from Mrs. Jennison. I couldn't... She did have a little bit of fun with us, but I learnt a lot from her. So that's why she's my favourite teacher. So I want to sort of say to you, the seasons of life that are the most fun aren't always the most fruitful. Can you see the analogy there? So in a classroom with a teacher who's really fun, or like every minute of every lesson, you might not learn a lot from. But the teacher who is a little bit more strict, you might learn something from. So the seasons of our life that are the most fun aren't always the most fruitful. The seasons that we get the most out of, we wouldn't necessarily want to go through. When I look back over life, you know, there are seasons I definitely wouldn't have wanted to go through. Neil, you wouldn't have wanted to go through that, would you, if you'd have known that was coming? If you don't know Neil, Neil's quite seriously ill this year. You wouldn't want to go through them. And some seasons cut you down and they take off your branches, just like the stump, because that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like sometimes in the difficult times. But even in the pruning, the cutting down, there's a promise. I love that, do it again. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. What's the next line, Rob? My heart will sing your praise again. And it is well with my soul. If we have hope as our anchor, then we can sing it as well. And the way God came into the world shows us something about the way he works. You know, we can't sanitize or make nice the Christmas story. It's lovely, isn't it, when kids do nativity, and on Sunday we're going to have a little nativity scene, hopefully. Neil says, with the kids. And that's lovely, isn't it? But we can't sanitize that. It wasn't nice. God picked the hardest situation to bring hope into the world, to bring Jesus into the world. There was no room in the inn, for a start. You'd think a king would get a room, wouldn't you? Probably in the Ritz. There wasn't even a travel lodge. And sometimes we think that when God wants to do something in our lives, it's going to be easy. But it has to be hard sometimes, because we need to learn something. Sometimes it's God who allows your life to be cut down to a stump, because he's preparing you, he's trying to teach you something. Sometimes it's us, though, isn't it? I'm not saying that every situation, sometimes we do daft things. But not only were the circumstances of Jesus' birth hard, but they were dangerous. There were people wanting to kill Jesus, and they had to flee to Egypt. If we always found things hard or easy, what do you think would happen? If life was just easy, we wouldn't learn anything. I don't think we'd learn anything. You'd trust yourself, wouldn't you? And you wouldn't be trusting in God. And we need to be trusting in God. So God allows some difficult things in your life so you'll trust him and your hope will be strengthened. I've got a great picture. Paul thinks this picture is twee. But I like it. Hope was born. Hope wasn't born into the Ritz, into financially secure situation, into a good reputation situation. Hope was born into a difficult place. You know, God doesn't take you round the sea. Think about the story of Moses. He takes you through it. When David killed Goliath, he wasn't a strong, grown-up, muscly warrior. He was a boy with a sling, and that was hard. Poor Gideon had it really tough, didn't he? He started with 32,000 men, and it got down to 300 men. That's hard. That's a hard situation. But God wanted to prove something to David and to Gideon and to Moses. And God wants to prove your root system, because it's your root system that is important. You know, maybe in your circumstances you've been cut down so that you grow stronger. I've got to say, as Neil was saying, he wouldn't want to go through what he's gone through. Some of the seasons, the really hard seasons, I didn't want to go through. But if it means me growing back stronger, not just as a person, but in my relationship with Jesus, it helps me be fruitful. If it helps me to be powerful in the Holy Spirit, then I don't believe I'm saying this, but bring it on. Bring it on. You can't see roots, but that's where the real action is. It's not above the ground. What's above the ground seems dead. But the real action is in the roots. But trees, they need to be rooted. You're not going to see a strong, surviving tree that isn't rooted. And so through every difficult situation, there's a promise of new beginnings. And that's what I like about God. So I don't want this morning to feel like, oh, life's hard. I want us to rejoice. You know, the Bible says rejoice always. Again, I say rejoice. Everything works together for good. So let's rejoice at all times, even when sometimes we don't feel like doing it, because in the hard times, something is happening to you, and something is happening in God's kingdom. Something is happening in his church. And I think that's really, really important to remember. So hope is often for hard seasons. Sometimes it's difficult to hope, isn't it? Not just hope in good times, but hope anchored in the difficult times. A shoot is coming in Isaiah. Could we have that picture back? a shoot is coming, and it might only be that small. It might not be a big tree yet. But I think there are people in this room who maybe have gone through hard seasons, and God wants to say to you that there's a shoot coming and that he's preparing you. He's preparing you. Bob and Catherine, there's a shoot coming. Yeah? There's a shoot coming. Already has to a certain extent, but it's coming. It's coming, sorry. Neil, there's a shoot coming. There's a shoot coming. I just want to say to Jackie and Tim, there's a shoot coming. A little baby one. And God's going to bless you as a couple. Sharon, it's been tough, but there's a shoot coming. You need to believe that. Let your hope be anchored. Don't let it bob about on the surface. Let your hope be anchored in Christ. And Paul and Sue, there's a shoot coming in your situation. You know what I'm talking about. And God's going to resolve that. You know, there's a shoot coming. He hasn't deserted us, ever. He's always with us. He's never deserted us. And we're being prepared. I really believe we're being prepared for growth in this place. I don't think it's a coincidence that a lot of people have really been going through trying times, because God's preparing his people. We're being prepared for growth. In Hebrews, it's my favourite. It's my favourite book of the Bible. But it says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So you might not see that shoot. You might not see what's coming, but it's there. God is at work in the roots, and I think that's really, really important. So what I would say to you today, could I have the band back, please? What I would say to you today is, please don't leave this place without hope. Please, because it's not a good place to be in if we don't have hope. Hope is born, hope is Jesus. So if you're not a Christian this morning, don't go out of this place without getting to know who Jesus is. And there are plenty of people on stage and in this place who can tell you about Jesus. Don't leave this room without finding out who Jesus is. And for those of us who are Christians and maybe in a difficult place, can we have plans? Don't leave here without hope. Usually, I'd like to ask people to come out for ministry if they'd like to. And usually, you choose quite a soft, sort of meditative song. But I want us to do plans again. Because this morning, I want us to rejoice. I don't want us to go out of this place thinking, oh, life's been bad. But I suppose I'll get through it. Let's rise in our spirits, in our hearts, and let's have hope this morning. Please don't leave this place without hope in your heart, even if your situation is difficult. Rejoice always. Sometimes even if you don't feel like rejoicing, rejoice always. And he says it again, doesn't it? Again, I say rejoice. So if this morning you want some prayer, you'd like people to pray with you, you'd like some more hope in your heart, and you'd just like somebody to maybe put their hand on you and pray for you, then please come. We're a bit short of space at the front at the moment. Please come over to this area here and somebody will pray for you. But I really, really feel there are people who need hope this morning. Don't let that slip by. Let's not leave this place without the hope of Jesus in our hearts this morning. Hope that is the anchor. So if you'd like to stand. And as the band play this, it's the Jeremiah, isn't it? Is it? Verses. You know, plans for a hope and a future. God hasn't planned to destroy you or make life particularly difficult, because that's what he wants to do to you. He has plans for a hope and a future. And sometimes that's birthed in bad times. So let's sing this, and if you'd like to come out, please do so, and somebody will come and pray for you.
From the breaking of the daylight, help us see the world through your eyes. Finding beauty in the broken, trusting promises you've spoken. You've got plans to give future and a hope. We are not forgotten, we are not alone. Plans to lead us home into your heart. You are always with us everywhere we are. You stay loyal for a lifetime, through the shadows and the sunlight. When our worries overtake us, we believe that they won't break us. You got plans to give a future and a hope. We are not forgotten, we are not alone. Plans to lead us home into your heart. You are always with us everywhere we are. On and on, your love will never stop. Shining down upon us, never letting up. On and on, your love will see us through. Even in the shadows, we will trust in you. You stay loyal for a lifetime, through the shadows and the sunlight. When our worries overtake us, we believe that they won't break us. You got plans to give a future and a hope. We are not forgotten, we are not alone. Plans to lead us home into your heart. You are always with us everywhere we are. You got plans to give a future and a hope. We are not forgotten, we are not alone. Plans to lead us home into your heart. You are always with us everywhere we are. You got plans to give a future and a hope. We are not forgotten, we are not alone. Plans to lead us home into your heart. You are always with us everywhere we are. On and on, your love will never stop. Shining down upon us, never letting up. On and on, your love will see us through. Even in the shadows, we will trust in you. On and on, your love will never stop. Shining down upon us, never letting up. On and on, your love will see us through. Even in the shadows, we will
come on, on and on.
On and on, your love will never stop. Shining down upon us, never letting up. On and on, your love will see us through. Even in the shadows, we will trust in you.
I forgot about this. It's a bouncy ball. Might give this to somebody at the end, as long as you promise not to play about with it. Back there. Not very good, is it? It's the works. On a hard surface, bouncy balls bounce back. But on a soft surface, they don't bounce as hard. Do you get the analogy? It's a bit corny. But it's in the hard times, it's when the surface is hard, that actually we get strong and we keep bouncing and we bounce back. When things are easy and soft, it's great, and God brings us seasons like that. But we learn a lot through the hard times. So thank you so much this morning for those who've taken part in everything that we've done. Paul's now annoying me playing with this ball. If you are new to us this morning, we have a new connections corner over there. Please go and find out about us, or ask anybody here about us. Choir practice in about half an hour. You can get a cup of coffee first. Teas and coffee served in the back. It's going to be a great week. Community meals, woodwind, brass concerts, all sorts of things going on. So God bless.